When Blessed John Henry Cardinal Newman was alive during the 1800s, a fellow alumnus of his from the University of Oxford by the name of William Gladstone became the Prime Minister of Great Britain four different times during the end of the 19th century. Shortly before he died, William Gladstone gave a speech in which he told the story about being visited by an ambitious young man who was looking for some advice about his political career. Prime Minister Gladstone asked the young man what he was going to do with his life. "Well, first, I'm going to complete my studies at the University of Oxford, as you did." "Splendid," said Gladstone. "And then?" "Then I plan to study law and become a prominent attorney in London." "Wonderful," replied Gladstone. "And then?" "Then I would like to serve in Parliament with great distinction." "A very noble goal. And then?" "Well, actually, I hope to get your job and become Prime Minister and serve the Queen with dedication and integrity." "Outstanding! And then?" "Well, after serving as Prime Minister for several years, I will retire and write my memoirs so that other people can learn from my mistakes and triumphs." "And then?" The young man paused and thought for a moment. "Well, sir, I suppose that after many years of retirement, I shall die." "And then?" And there was total silence. And after a long time, the young man finally spoke and said, "Well, sir, I guess I haven't given it much thought." And Gladstone said, "Young man, go home and think through your life with your end in mind. And when you think with the end in mind, the present moment will take on new meaning." Today, as you know, Holy Mother Church celebrates All Saints' Day. And this is a day when our mom, the church, reminds us to think about our ultimate end, our ultimate goal, which, of course, is heaven. How often some people never give any thought to what will happen when they die. How often I go through my day trying to accomplish little tiny goals without remembering my ultimate goal of being happy forever in heaven. And so today, Holy Mother Church wants to remind us of our ultimate goal, which is heaven. We have so many goals in life. We had that goal to graduate high school, and the goal to graduate college, and the goal to graduate med school, and the goal to get a job and to make lots of money and to fall in love and to get married and to have children and to raise a family and to retire and travel and build a vacation home and to eat and to drink and to be married. And not all of these are bad goals. Some of them are very beautiful goals. And we need some short-term goals in our life. You know, in football, a team has a lot of very short-term goals. Not to fumble the ball. And not to get a penalty. And to get a first down every time you have possession of the ball. But the ultimate goal is to get that football past the end zone. Past the goal line. There are many goals in life, but every small goal has to lead to the ultimate goal, which is heaven. That's why a football player doesn't want to fumble and get a penalty and always make a first down, because they always have the ultimate goal in sight, getting a touchdown. The goal in our life is heaven. That's the ultimate goal. And when we live our life with the ultimate end in mind, this present moment takes on a new meaning. Our goal is to get to heaven. Or to put another way, to become a saint. Yes, the goal in life is to become a saint. That young man that talked to Gladstone never mentioned one of his goals in life was to be a saint forever in heaven. That's our goal. And there are so many saints who have achieved that goal. So many of our friends that, as St. John tells us in the first reading today, that they're so great in a multitude that no one could count them because they're from every nation, race, people, and tongue. Some of those people, we know them by name. They're part of a canon or a list of saints. We sang them so beautifully as our prelude, right? Like the very first martyr, St. Stephen. Or like the 12 apostles, Peter and Paul and Andrew and Thomas and Matthew and so forth. Or like the first popes, Linus, Cletus, Clement. Or like the earliest virgin martyrs, Agatha, Lucy, Agnes, Cecilia, Anastasia. Or our Benedictine friends, Saints Benedict and Scholastica. Or our Franciscan friends, Francis and Claire. Or our Dominican friends, St. Dominic, St. Thomas Aquinas, and St. Catherine of Siena. Our Carmelite friends, St. John of the Cross, St. Teresa of Avila, St. Therese of Lisieux. Our Jesuit friends, Ignatius of Loyola, Francisco Javier, or St. Robert Bellarmine. There's a whole list. It's called a canon. That's why we call it canonization. They're added to this official list of saints. And the Pope, just a couple of weeks ago, made some brand new saints. Like the 15-year-old José Luis Sánchez del Río, 15 years old, one of the martyrs in the Cristeros Revolution in Mexico. Hopefully we pray that among that great multitude are many of our family and friends who have passed the goal line, who have made it to their ultimate end, which is heaven, along with the greatest of all the saints, the queen of all the saints, our Blessed Mother Mary. Gladstone says, if you think and live with your end in mind, the present moment will take on new meaning. And so looking at all of our saintly friends in heaven, those that we all know and those that some of us know and some known to God alone, looking at our saintly friends in heaven reminds us of our ultimate end so that we can live this present moment by storing up treasure in heaven. William Gladstone, Prime Minister for four times in England, must have been an incredibly spiritual man to think so clearly about our ultimate end, our ultimate goal. William Gladstone once said this. He said, "We look forward to the time when the power of love will transform the love of power. And then our world will know the blessing of peace." Maybe you want to put that as your screensaver, bumper sticker, your tag to your name on your email. We look forward to the time when the power of love will replace the love of power so that we can know peace. And the Bible tells us that love has a name. And it's Jesus Christ. May the power of love, who is Jesus Christ, transform each person on the planet today so that we will know true peace. May the power of love transform every person on the planet so that each person on the planet would become holy would become a saint. May the power of love, who is Jesus Christ, transform us so deeply that we will reach our ultimate end of heaven and one day join all of our friends, the saints, in adoring the most blessed Trinity for all eternity. Amen. Alleluia.